Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there. Thank you for joining me in another 5 Minute Friday episode. This is episode 7, and I'm going to be sharing 6 free softwares that I have built my business on. I recommend these to my students, and I've been using all of these from the beginning so you can start and grow with them. Now, there are a lot of systems and softwares and programs that are great. And so I'm not necessarily saying that these are the absolute best, but these are the ones that have worked for me. And a bonus is that they're all free. I'm going to share the list of these softwares in the order in which I use them when I land a client. So to start off, the first software or program that I use is Facebook. Facebook is free, and that's where I've landed all my clients, and a majority of my students have landed their clients as well. I talk a lot about landing clients on Facebook, so I'm not going to get really deep into that in this episode, but I did want to share that if you are going the route of networking and Facebook groups, and you've been doing it for a couple of weeks or so, and you still haven't found clients, know that for this to work, you need to be consistently showing up in those groups every day. Even if it's just 10 minutes of networking, doing it consistently for a couple of weeks will make a big difference. So, first one is Facebook. Second one is Acuity for scheduling calls. So once I've met someone in a Facebook group, I then drive them to a call with me by sending them my Acuity scheduling link. Acuity has a paid version, but the free one is perfect enough to use for scheduling discovery calls. The third software that I want to talk about is Canva. So Canva is where you can create your portfolio that you would also send that potential client. I can't remember when I was first introduced to Canva, but oh my gosh, Canva is such a gift. I now use the paid version of Canva because it gives you some more photos. It allows you to upload fonts. There's some good parts about it. But in the beginning, I used the free version of Canva, and you can do a ton in the free version. All right, the fourth software that I love using is Zoom. Now that so many of us have worked from home, everybody knows what Zoom is, but before March 2020, not everybody knew what Zoom was, right? So I love Zoom. I think it's great. That's where you would host your discovery calls. So someone would schedule a call with you through Acuity, and you could either have it send them a Zoom link in their confirmation email through Acuity, or you can create a link in Zoom and email it to them. The fifth software I love using is AndCo. So that's AndCo. And that is what I use for sending contracts and invoices. There are so many great programs to use for sending contracts, for sending invoices, but I've been using AndCo from the start and it does exactly what I need it to, so I'm not switching. And you'll hear that a lot from me is do not get hung up on bouncing between softwares. You want to make sure you have a smooth process for onboarding clients, but don't get caught up in constantly switching systems because you think one's going to be better. Just get something out there and then tweak if you have to later on. All right, the sixth software that I love using is Trello for managing the workflow of a podcast. So once I've sent the contract through AndCo, once I've collected their money through AndCo, we then are going to get started with managing their podcast. So I love using Trello. There are so many good ones out there now. Asana, ClickUp. I use Asana with one of my clients because that's what she used when she hired me. So I adapted my Trello system to her Asana system, basically. But if I have a choice, I will choose Trello. I love the way that you can manage a podcast. I think it's actually a game changer for someone who's not managing their podcast on a project management system like Trello. It simplifies the process so much, and it's just very visually appealing at the same time. So recap, Facebook, Acuity, Canva, Zoom, AndCo, and Trello, all are free, all of which will make your client experience great and will help you to manage yourself so that you can grow your business. I share this information for two reasons. Number one, I want you to get your business going. I want you to experience landing clients. I want you to make your goals become your reality. And so I'm sharing this information with you so that you can do that. My second reason is because I think we can learn so much from each other by just talking to other podcast managers, other freelancers. We can learn so much about how they're running their business and really take a lot away from each other. So head over to the Podcast Manager Mastermind group on Facebook and let me know what systems you use and how you've created a really seamless experience for your clients from when you meet them, wherever you're meeting them, to how you're then working with them once they are a paying client. Okay, thanks for listening to this short 5-Minute Friday episode. I can't wait to chat with you over on Facebook. If you're liking the show, consider writing a review in Apple Podcasts. I love seeing what is resonating, what you're loving about the show. So if you have any feedback, I would love to hear it. All right, talk to you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.